Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. Cedarcroft Halloween Manor, located at 300 West Market Street in McLeansboro, is now open on evenings from 7 till 9 p.m. The storm that came through a couple weeks ago did quite a bit of damage, but it is all set back up and ready for your viewing. Feel free to walk through if you dare. This place has been called the Halloween House, the Haunted House, the Skeleton House, the Scary House, and much, much more. But they love creating Halloween experiences for all ages. If you've not checked it out, plan to do so. It's free to walk through. The Hamilton County Home and Community Education will offer monthly homesteading lessons. The November lesson will be on November 19th from 9 until 11. Participants will learn how to make homemade candies and different kinds of Christmas candies. And then there will be a one on December, and the December one will learn how to make sourdough bread. So if you've been wanting to make sourdough bread and want to learn how and all about that, you can call the office and register for that one. And that'll be December 11th. And we'll need to know how many are coming so you can get a sourdough starter that you will take home with you that day. So if you're interested in learning about Halloween candy in November or making sourdough in December, contact the Extension office in Hamilton County and we'll get you taken care of on that. The Hamilton County Chamber of Commerce is pleased to announce that their annual chamber dinner will be held on Saturday, November 15th. This will be a fun evening and a great dinner provided by St. John's Catholic Church in Piopolis. The evening will start at 5:30 with a social hour and snacks, and then the meal will be served at 6. This is a great time, the 30 minutes before, to socialize, meet other people, figure out what's going on. This year, the theme will be horse racing, so if you decide to come, please feel free to dress accordingly with fun hats and such if you choose, or you can just come in whatever comfortable clothing you have. Each active chamber member business will receive 2 complimentary tickets. Additional tickets for the Chamber of Commerce dinner are $20 each for chamber members and guests. If you are not a chamber member or a guest, you can still attend for a $20 ticket. There will be $25 tickets available at the door. There will also be silent auction items, and if your business would like to donate a silent auction item valued at $50 or more, you can receive 2 additional free tickets. So this will be a great evening. The businesses have all received nomination forms because we will be awarding the Business of the Year, the A.E. Ted Satterfield Award, the Civic Group Community Service Award, and we'll be nominating new board members for a next 2-year position. So if you'd like to learn more about the Chamber of Commerce, plan on attending the annual dinner. A club officer training will be held for 4-H in Hamilton County on November 11th, beginning at 10 a.m. There is no school this day because of Veterans Day. Youth will learn about specific offices and the duties associated with each. This will also count on your experience award applications as general leadership. The older youth will also learn about mentoring younger youth or new members. And this would count as a member attended to learn about mentoring. So please plan to attend on that day and learn about being a leader. All 4-H members and family and friends are invited to a 4-H fall party and wiener roast. This will be held on Monday, November 10th, beginning at 6 p.m. This will be a fun fall evening. There's no school on Tuesday, so you could not worry about having to get home and get your homework done. We're planning a bonfire and a wiener roast, a scavenger hunt, and fun games. You can also bring a non-4-H friend. Cups, drinks, and desserts will be provided. We ask families to bring along hot dogs and buns for your own family. Also, please bring wiener sticks to roast the wieners. Please do not miss out on this fun. It'll be a great time. So call the office if you'd like to attend. We will also be doing a fall community service this year, and we will be collecting hats, socks, gloves, for the Four Seas Homeless Shelter, so you can bring those along that evening if you like. The annual Hamilton County 4-H Candy Making Workshop will be held on Friday, November 21st from 9 to 2. So come and go as you need to, and if you bring supplies to make a specific type of candy and teach the group how to do it, you can count it as unit-designated leadership that you conducted. So this is a great time to work on your records. The 4-H Blessing Box needs restocked. The blessing box at the gift garden has been used a lot lately and is very low right now. If you would like to donate any non-perishable food items or hygiene items, that would be greatly appreciated. If you donate to the box, just let the office know so we can record it and you can get credit for it. The This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.